It's not fun in here. Mm-hmm.
Yo.
About time,
Yes,
Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Mark is in the wilderness at the moment, so if he sounds a little wonky, I'm sorry about that. He's trying his best. Appreciate you for coming in late, but coming in.
Hey, you know, as long as you're there, that's all that counts.
Anyways, let's go ahead and start introducing ourselves. I'm Laura, obviously. And I have next to me.
Mark Hill. People like to call me Hill, but you call me Hill Gang
First of all, why are
96.
you even saying your whole government name on here? Jesus.
Look, let me be great. I didn't say my
Okay.
full name.
Clearly, you forgot the middle name, but let me just not put you out there
Well,
yet.
I mean, I did that for a reason, smart one.
Oh my God. Anyways, guys, so I don't know if you want to do like a whole icebreaker type of thing, like in school, when you give people a rundown, a little bit of who you are, or should we tell each other like I explain who you are and you explain who I am, and we see our POV of each other,
We could do that.
right?
We could do that. Yeah,
You
that would
kind
be
of
boring
suck
for me
though.
too.
Ooh, it's gonna be our friendship test.
You're a hater. Like, it would be kind of boring me tell you about me. Like, man, look.
Right, I was thinking that too. All right, I'll start. Ladies first. So Mark, aka Markeisha,
Look
he
here, Layra, aka Laura.
whatever, he is 24. He's gonna be 25 this year.
Oh, you ain't got to put my age out now.
No,
Like,
well, you already put your whole government name out there. You forgot the
no, I did
blood type
not.
and social security number.
Okay, look, you now you just doing the extras.
Whatever. Anyway, so he's
Anyway.
24. He acts like he's 12. He has this weird obsession with dead artists, starting with Selena. Second of all,
No, I have
Tupac.
obsession with good artists. This is a difference. Thanks.
Okay. Anyways. He loves like old school music. What else? He is the youngest in his family.
We doing a whole thing like that? Like,
I'm
okay,
giving
thank you. Like,
them.
I will just give my address. Like, what is this?
Yo, all right, guys. So Mike is in Mike lives in
Oh,
Corona.
God.
We just gonna drop it there. He just lives in Corona, but he likes to say he's from Long Beach.
Long Beach. I never said that. Yalto, man. Let's get that straight. Okay.
First of all,
Shout
it's in
out
the
to
middle
Long
of
Beach, though.
Timbuktu, guys. So,
Here, all right, okay, man. I'm just being disrespectful, all right.
whatever. Anyway, so yeah, Mike's a pretty cool guy. He's super outgoing, guys. So I feel like you guys are gonna love him. The more we talk, the more you guys are gonna have a feel of who he is. And yeah, so I'm gonna just go ahead and shift it off to Markeisha.
All
Go
right, okay, she's gonna end it off like that. All right, well, Lara is 36.
No, fuck you. Wow. Hating us. Hating
I'm
us.
playing. She'll be 40 in December. I'm
Oh
playing,
my
y'all.
God.
Lara is 25. You feel me? She's very outgoing. She's one of the most outgoing people I've ever known in my life.
Oh, don't get too smushy now.
Okay. The first time I saw her, she tried to hit me with her car.
Okay. You're stupid.
No, I'm playing. No, but not for real. I love Laura. You know what I'm saying? She's the person you go to get advice from. Usually, she's gonna tell you the right answers. Or if she don't, then she's just gonna get quiet and walk away and laugh and just that's her. And then she does when she does that, I promise you, her hands went up like next to her chin, and she does that little smiley head sideways thingy. I promise you, she did that. And now she's covering her mouth because she spit a little bit, but it's okay.
Whatever.
Anywho, but no, you know what I'm saying? It's cool though. So that's why we decided to do this podcast because 9 times out of 10, we talk like this all the time on the phone. We just
Honestly,
have debates over nothing. It could be,
we really
chocolate
do.
chip is better than peanut butter. You sound stupid. So, we just argue about little stuff like that.
Honestly.
We was like, honestly, we should just do a podcast. And all the time we have people like, yo, what is better than this and that? You know what I'm saying? So that's why we got y'all the family. Help us debate. You feel me? Help me win these debates. That's what you're
guys,
here for.
Guys,
you're here to help me win these debates.
Wait, just a heads up. Mark prefers Converse instead of what?
First of all, you're going to call them Chucks. They're not Converse. They're
it's
Chucks,
the same
all right?
bullshit.
All right. Here, see, this is what I'm talking about. You
guys, who the hell wears Converse?
Who the hell calls them Converse? They're Chucks.
Okay, guys. So as you guys can tell, Mark is black. So he is from the H-O-L-D.
It's because I'm a big...
So I'm getting all, he's not even, I'm all gonna right. Get my look. Ass kicked. But no, nah, for real though, like he has more, how would I say, he knows about the streets. So sometimes like some terms I don't know, I'm definitely gonna ask him.
You
like,
just need a little bit of a forward slide. It's okay.
Huh?
Huh? None.
Anyways, like yesterday I didn't know what dome was, and then he explained that to Lord. Me. And apparently that's his go-to line for girls. I want some that's... dome.
It's
so
not...
I don't know how he gets girls. He likes first to specify all, on Snow Bunny. So if you Caucasian Karen, please hit up my man. And apparently today we watched an interview about this girl that got ran through by 50 dudes. Continue, Mark.
500. Let's be specific. It was 50 dudes tonight. Okay.
500 was her body count at the moment, Mark.
Okay, well, what, that was 2 months ago, so I'm sure it doubled, but we're not about to talk about
yo,
that.
Yo, that's anywho. Crazy.
That is wild, though. That's, you know, maybe it's like a sport to her.
Maybe. You
know, maybe she wants to be the best at what she does. And I, from the looks of things, she's doing a pretty good job.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mike, were you ever doing OnlyFans?
Like by myself or with somebody else?
Nah, by yourself. Look at him. You were quick to by myself.
Hey, look, check this out. My shit would be different as fuck. You feel me? So you know how like you know girls have like I don't know like lingerie and shit. Look, every day is gonna be different.
God.
I'm gonna have like a sock on my cock. I'm gonna call it.
Oh
cock
my
sock.
God! First of all, put this shit in park. Who the fuck says cock? I'm telling
you. That's
guys.
A new way. We don't say dick. Like
we don't say cock.
That's all 2010. You're supposed to say
what
cock.
Do you
gotta
mean?
Switch it up.
First of all, how old were you in 2010?
We're not gonna talk about my age, but like,
oh
check
my
this out. Even though we just did technically, but you know what I'm saying? Anywho, let me get back to my vision. You know what I'm
oh
saying?
Oh my God.
Cocking the sock. That I'll have like, oh, I could do a holiday one. So on Christmas, it'll be like the little hand of the hat. You feel me? And then like in Halloween, it's just gonna be like the jack-o'-lantern, just you know what I'm saying, that'd be pretty dope. I might do this. Hold on, let me write this down.
Mike, in order for you to do that, you have to have enough girth and length, and we both know you are lacking.
Okay.
So let's just go ahead and move on to our next
how
subject.
Do we both know this? Wait a minute. Wait. First of all, we're not gonna talk about Roger like that, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I name my
first
guy.
Of all, go home, Roger.
If you don't yeah, it's a smooth line. But if you don't name your cock, something's wrong with you.
Anyways, we're gonna go ahead and move forward, guys. I'm so sorry about the sidetrack. Also, if you guys don't notice, we kind of don't plan anything. We're just gonna go with the flow.
So, yeah, there's literally no topics to talk about. I mean, there is. You know, we'll get to
which them. It's just yeah, it's kind of like story time and then experience time. It's kind of all. All smushed in one. Speaking about story time, Mark, can you go ahead and explain to us and tell us a little bit about the perfect date that you've ever had, or you could go ahead and go on the worst date that you have ever had. You could talk about either or.
I mean, I'm pretty simple when it comes to dates. Well, like
go ahead and tell the audience what's your type and how you what
I don't have
doing.
A type. I really don't have a
bullshit.
Type. My,
bullshit.
Look, I really don't have a type. My type is if you're smart, you know what I'm saying, you're pretty. Okay. I would say this though. I like females that have
I
good
hope.
Taste in music. That's a turn on. I don't give a fuck.
That's
like you have
bullshit.
Good taste in,
okay.
No, if you have good taste in music, that means you're dope as fuck. But if your taste is different or whatever, if I don't prefer it, I'm gonna fuck with you. I'm like, damn, she's boring as fuck, or her music is whack as fuck. So I know she's whack as fuck. Go to Lolo, but you know that's a different story. So what am I talking about though? Like, am I talking about like my own taking somebody out or somebody take me out? Like, what?
Ladies and gentlemen, all his exes are a little bit questionable.
Okay, we're not about to do that. Anywho.
anyways, I sound like that one guy. Anyways. Stupid. I give you an option, either or. Best date or worst date. Go spin the bottle. Choose.
All right, let me start off with the worst date. The worst date I went on, right? So I was talking to this one lady, you know what I'm saying? She was real chill. She had a good...
Give me an age range.
Excuse me? You said what?
An age range. You said lady. She sounds like she's mid-30.
Okay, see, like, what do you see how it just cut me off? Let me just finish my story, man.
The audience wants to know, how old is she?
You're not going to know. Anyways, like I was saying, I took this lady, this nice lady, you know what I'm saying, nice young pretty lady on a date. You feel me? She was cool.
I was vibing with her.
She was vibing with me. The vibes were right. It was cool. You feel me? So yeah, I took her out to eat. After that, we went to a movie. Everything was cool. You feel me? So I'm like, you know, this could probably work. Keep in mind, this is the first date. You feel me? So it's not like I know her like that. It's just
so where'd you guys meet? Or black? Please do tell.
She's so disrespectful.
I'm not, guys. There's literally an app called BLK. I've been on
hell
it.
Hell no. We
and
know
it's
your
all
session.
Black dudes and black girls.
Yeah.
You can be on app. Anyways, continue.
You be on black.com, don't you?
Shut the. Why are you putting my business out there? I mean, whatever. Whatever. When you what? Hey, don't be hating when I get a little whatever.
You said what?
Don't be hating when I get a little boyfriend next week. Thank you.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Thank you. Little Trayvon next to me. Hey.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways, like, continue with your 40-year-old lady. Uh-huh.
Ma'am,
so you went to go
like,
watch a movie.
Who said she was 40? And that's what? That's vintage. So that's even better, to be real with you.
First of all, I'm not going to say nothing. Continue.
Uh-huh. Anyways, you know, let me get back to my story. So it was cool. Vibes right. And when I got back to her place, you feel me, she was like, oh, do you want to come in? At first, I was trying to be a gentleman, be like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just about to head home. But I was like, you know, at the end, in my head, I was like, oh, fuck that shit. We in there. I was like, all right, fucking, we in there. So I was like, yeah, walk in. So I walked in, checking out her place and shit. I'm like, all right.
Snooping around, see where you're going to steal.
Nah, wow, that's very racist. I'm offended. Anywho, I was just looking around, you know what I'm saying? Seeing the vibe, seeing she has any baby daddies. Or,
little
know,
roaches or anything.
Or any pacifiers. Y'all see how she's just so disrespectful? Anyways,
that's
what I'm talking
about,
y'all. This is why I need you to hear the shit that she says, because she swears she's angry with horns. Like, how does that work?
We all know she got EBT in her wallet. Continue.
Dude, like... I got you. What's your story? So I'm about to talk bad shit. Big shit.
Ever.
Uh-huh. I'm talking about turds. That's how
my
much
puppy
I'm
is A1. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways,
okay.
Continue.
Anywho, can I talk?
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Damn. Anyways, you maybe lost my train of thought. So, anyways, you know what I'm saying? We're chilling. I'm searching to see, you know, if she got any baggage. Of course, everybody got baggage, but big bags I can't carry. Sorry. So, we're chilling, watching Netflix. There's a knock on the door, right? I'm like...
She's locked in the closet.
Low-key, that song's playing.
Stupid.
Oh, my goddamn. So, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it's 11 a.m. It's 11 p.m. What's the deal? Like, you got a family member coming over or some shit? And then she's like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, no. Like... Did you not order the pizza or some shit? Just like not the pizza, man. Like what's the deal? And she's like, no, it's my ex boyfriend. I'm like,
what?
I was like,
what the hell?
Is this like, do y'all do this every Wednesday? I'm confused. What was
on a Wednesday too, dude?
Like, so he comes to your house when he's mad. I'm still confused. She's like, no, I just burnt all his stuff, and his wallet had like $1,000, and I spent it all today. I was like, what? She was so nonchalant about it. I was like, yo, what in the fuck? So I'm like, all right.
What the fuck is this shit?
What is this shit, right? And so she goes to the door, and she opens it, and then this
He comes in, bitch, where's my money at? Woo, woo, you spent it on that nigga, didn't you?
What the fuck is going on here?
I swear, I could have, I was like, man, I was dead ass about to laugh. Because I don't know if you guys saw Space Jam, but you know Porky? He resembles him in his head. Like, every time he'll get mad, his little ears will go up and shit. Like, his nose, he got like a pig nose. And I was just like, dude, when I'm getting yelled at by Porky, what in the actual shit? So... I mean, so I'm like, all right, fuck, this is a situation I gotta get myself out of, because this is yeah, not it. I'm gonna laugh. Like,
guys, let's stop this. Let's stop this real quick. We talking about Porky. We're talking about Pizza Guy. We talking about finding roaches.
I didn't say a roach come out of my mouth not one time. I was just talking about my life story, man.
Oh my god.
Let me be great.
Mark, what the fuck? I mean, I wasn't this great sounds like at a that. So, like a fucking that's episode. That.
It was my life is a, what are you talking about? My life is a movie, literally.
Oh my like, god, that sounds so cliche.
I'll be having drama in my life that I'll be trying to get out of.
Oh my god.
But you know, that's life. Anywho, I'm done with this story. You fucked it up.
Hello.
What?
I still don't understand how that was your worst date.
I mean, you didn't let me get to it. You really
you
just cut me
off. You taking too long, man. You talking about her blood type and all that shit. Get to her the point.
What in the actual hell? What are you talking about?
Get the audience wants the point. Yes, sir. We'll answer you right now.
Okay. Can I finish it? Thanks.
Oh, fine, though.
God damn. So anyways... I laughed. Okay, I fucking laughed. He was really bad, and I laughed. All right, man. He tried to like come at me. He fell. He hit his head on the table. There was blood everywhere. I didn't do shit. Mans was all right though. He just had a concussion at the end of the day, and I took off, and yeah, that was it was interesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I could honestly say that is the worst story that I have ever heard. That is
then
not...
I did my job. What
job? How is that even?
You said you want the worst story, and I gave you that.
I said the worst date, my man. What are you talking
worst
about?
Worst date, worst story. Tomato, tomatoes.
Actually, it's tomato. Anyways. I'm gonna say my best date. Yeah, because you did the worst date. It was this guy that I was dating, I guess. He lived in Camp Pendleton, so he was already putting mileage on his car for me. So I was like, ooh. And so he was like one of the first few guys that I started going out with. So anything that he would do, I was amazed. Like, oh, he opened the door and I said, ooh.
Damn, who sneezed? That was attractive.
Huh? I'm sorry, is that a hater in the back? Anyways, continue. And so, like, he picked me out of, I'm getting a brain fart. What did he say? Oh, yeah. So, he picked me up from home, you know, drove me. We had a little dinner or whatever. He paid. I was like, ooh, okay. I was going to take out my wallet, act like I was going to pay, because the homegirl was not going to pay. The fuck?
Right.
So, he was, right. Oh.
Sorry about this. Only got 12.
Anyways, and I don't know, like, he basically showed me, like, there is really nice guys out there. He gave me, like, a great introduction to, like, the whole dating world. So I really liked that date. He took me to go eat. We walked around a little bit, ate ice cream, came back. He didn't try to do nothing funny. So, until this day, I'm really, like, I'm glad that was, like, my first date, and it went really well. So I kept, let's keep it short. That was it.
That was very boring.
Whatever. It's better than over here. Concussion and Biggie and God knows who.
What?
But...
what? So are you calling Biggie Smalls Piggy Smalls? Is that
no,
what
I said Piggy.
Wow. Piggy. Wow.
Don't call your ex-girlfriend a Miss Piggy. That's fucked.
Wow. Okay, look, we're not about to talk about your... You know what? We're not about to talk about your exes. But we're just going to get back
first
to the point.
First of all, I am a Virgin Mary. I only had one ex. Unlike you, whore. Anyways, guys, so
she's
what
sitting
are you
here
guys...
gonna lie to y'all? Like, I thought we was family. We don't lie to family.
We are family. What are you talking about? Guys, what do you guys think about Kanye? He recently had a concert. And he wore like a weird mask. It kind of looks like a stocking. I have a mixed feelings about that. But Kim was there with his kids and Chloe was there. I don't know. I thought he cheated on her, but then apparently not because she was there. I don't know. They're making a big deal because him and Jay-Z are going to get back together and they're going to start making music again. But I don't know. I feel like they're trained past already. Like, they're too old for that. But I guess once an OG, always an OG, right?
All right.
So that's my side of the story. Mark, do you have anything to say?
He got $1 billion. He'll be good. he's winning, okay? Period. Let's just be real. Like, you know, Ye's a great producer. Some people like his music, some people don't, but you can't knock him, though, because he's always on the grind. He got his clothing line. People wasn't fucking with it, said it was trash, but yet people are still paying $1,000 for some damn... Those are not his shoes. But, you know, people are still buying them, you know? So that's a hustle. I can respect it.
Yo, have you seen those inmate sandals?
Huh?
Have you seen his inmate sandals or those clocks? Like, they look like slides, but they're very... not narrow, but they're... I don't know.
Yeah, I got two pairs.
Oh, not shut the hell up. Anyways,
no, I know. I mean, they don't spark my interest.
Me neither.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of are we. If we're talking about the same one, they kind of like they got like a ghost face to them.
Yeah. Good observation, yeah. Mike. Yeah.
You know.
Wait, hold on. Now that we're speaking about Kanye, every time I think of Kanye, I think of like religion. I think of like Illuminati. Mm-hmm. So, do you honestly think from the bottom of your heart he killed his mom for fame?
Man, I mean, people say that, but, you know, I don't think that's even... For what? Like, I don't care. I don't care how much money is involved. I wouldn't put none of my family out close like that. Especially how close they were for some money. I doubt that. If anything, you know, I don't even know, but I just doubt that. You know what I'm saying? That just doesn't make any sense to me.
But what about, have you ever seen like those TikToks that talk about Beyonce and how sometimes she's out of it? And like, you're the one who kept tagging me on the TikTok videos.
Wait. Is it recently?
Yeah.
Explain but, what video though? Cause I tag you like 15 things per day.
Yeah, you did. Anyway, let's just talk about something else. Cause by the time I tell you what it is about, we're gonna take the entire time.
Oh Lord.
On here. But yeah. So. Mark, tell us how your week's going.
Huh?
Tell us how your week is going.
Have y'all ever had like 3 Tito shots and Hennessy and Coke?
What?
Real question. Have you ever mixed Tito's and Hennessy?
No.
Man, you're missing out on life. That shit is great. That shit will have you chilling. Or have each other. I don't give a damn. That shit was strong too.
Mike, your tolerance is hella high.
I mean, it is. It really is. And I don't know. I just have a very high tolerance. I don't mean to have a problem though. Don't be like Mark's an alcoholic because. What?
I don't know. I definitely feel like you drink a lot.
I mean, I really feel like if I give Wednesdays a day off, I'm not an alcoholic. I mean, I gave a full day off. How is that an alcoholic?
What the fuck? My. Oh. Hey, you know what'd be funny? We have like an episode where we're high and see like the difference.
I don't smoke.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the first lie on the podcast. Woo!
All right, wait. Hold up. Real question, everybody. Look, real question. You know what I'm saying? Real ass question. People is telling me I'm stupid for this. Some people saying that's a cool name, you feel me? So, hypothetically speaking, right?
No, we're not doing this.
No, we're going to do this. So, if Indica wasn't like weed, you know what I'm saying, name, strand, whatever you want to call it, wouldn't that be a dope name for a daughter? Like Indica. That's, it just sounds so graceful, like Indica.
Indica? The Indica. First thing that comes to my head. Indica. Indica sounds like inconsiderate.
Look at her just bashing my future daughter's name. Do y'all see like, this? This is what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about. She's coming for my kids, like, man.
Oh, my God.
My kid.
Look at you, crackle. No, my kid. Out of all the damn names in the entire world, what is it called? That one song, Waquisha or whatever? You could have chose that name.
Waquisha? Okay, now she's being racist. Do y'all hear this shit? This is what I need.
Okay,
though,
okay.
Man.
How about if you choose Maria or Juana?
What okay, else? Now, look at this. Look what she's doing. She's just picking on the minorities. Like, look at this bullshit.
I have a minority. What are you talking about?
Look at her. She's white, y'all. Don't
white. Oh my God. Hey, if you could choose any other ethnicity to be born, what would it be? You can't be black and you can't be brown. So you have to be like white, Indian, Asian, Vietnamese. I don't know. Random.
I saw this guy with a rare condition and he's purple. No, like I'm dead serious. This is on YouTube. He was purple.
Akon?
No. Wow. I'm letting you know right now, all your homies are gonna hear this, gonna look at you the next day. Like, I knew it. I knew it was something about you.
I love we're all here black for people, it. Man. I just
look at her.
I love my Jamaicans, Wagwan. I love my Nigerians.
You just text me an image of Kentucky Fried Chicken. you can judge that.
Yo, hey, on some real shit, like growing up,
what
I didn't
the
know.
Hell?
Huh?
Nothing.
No, I didn't know, like, okay, so with us Mexicans, there's, like, different types of Mexicans, and then we kind of, some look down upon others, and I didn't know it was the same thing for, like, black people, like Africans don't like Americans, and, like, stuff like that, and it was weird to me, like, I thought you guys were so cool with each other, but it's kind of the same shit with us, when people confuse us with Salvadorians and shit. And like poblanos and crap. I don't know.
Yeah, it's an odd beef. I don't even know if it's a beef. It's really weird.
Hey, out of the random, I just thought about it right now. I'm so sorry for interrupting you. Have you ever tried
food? With one subject, but
watch me. My ADD is coming out. EDD, ADD.
Oh God.
EDD. I said EDD.
Oh,
guys,
Lord.
Go to school. Don't be mean.
Don't do drugs.
Anyways, have you guys tried fufu?
What?
Have you tried fufu?
Is that like a new form of cocaine?
No. You go straight to drugs, my man. Fufu is kind of like, I think it's from Africa.
You mean fubu?
No, fufu.
Black folks, don't you talk about our businesses? Wow.
What? No, fufu. F-U-F-U. Not like that, but F-U-F-U, fufu.
Oh, F us? F-U.
Oh, we are moving on. It's a food, man. They eat it with their hands. It's kind of like a tortilla, but not really.
I never heard of it.
Mark, if you do some bullshit and they ask you, what's your last meal before, like, your death penalty?
Mm-hmm.
What would it be? It could be anything, as much as you want, because that's your last meal, and you out of here. You clocking out. So, what would it be?
Probably go with Whopper Grill. Girl, I'll be straight.
What?
People are sleeping on Whopper Grill. I'm telling y'all, Whopper Grill is amazing. The sauce.
That is so
right to sleep.
I'm sad. Barbara, I genuinely feel shit. I feel bad for you.
Why?
Mark.
What?
Your last meal in this planet is fucking rice with chicken?
Hell yes.
Mark, and to top that shit off, it's not even white rice. You get brown rice with steamed vegetables. Talk
Man,
about grandpa
meal. You can get brown rice or white rice, but I
yeah, but you're
rice.
Gonna get brown rice. You always get brown rice. You fucking soft chew.
Yeah, I get the I get the brown rice and I put the sauce on it, the teriyaki sauce. Oh my god,
you're diabetic.
You see how, like, why are you just so disrespectful tonight? I mean, I don't have nothing against it, but damn.
First of all, Mike's is just sensitive today. He is starting off.
Oh, life. Here you go.
What is it called? If I had my last meal today. Yo, we gotta definitely put my
trash
from Cinnabon.
That's trash.
Put the 12 in there.
Trash.
I want to have my lemonade. It has to be half water, half lemonade. I like my shit like that.
Garbage.
I gotta have my Wingstop, boneless. Fuck it. Yes, nasty. Chicken nuggets. Ruffled I don't give a fuck. My gallon of ranch with my Cajun fries.
Disgusting.
And we're gonna. And slide off with some Costco on the side. Love, love, love. Go and give me a hot dog in there. And
wait, hold on. Question. okay. I have to, this is going. You're gonna eat all of that?
I'm fucking dying, bro. Hell yeah, I am gonna eat all of this. And if I'm
are you gonna finish that? Are you about to die with like something on your chin shit?
They don't have a limit. You do know that. I mean, I don't think they have a limit. I honestly don't think they have like a price.
I think they have a limit. I think
probably no more than. Sure.
I don't. Okay. All right. Continue.
Anyways, so
that's 12 things.
I guess I'm gonna slow it down. Put some Taco Bell in there and slap some KFC.
Taco Bell. What? Is
Yo, it's my last meal. You know I'm a little big boned girl. I gotta finish this.
They said your last meal, not your first meal.
Mike, stop hating on my banquet. You know, fucking buffet. And not even.
What? Oh Lord. Oh Lord. You know what I mean?
Yeah, TikTok.
Oh Lord.
Mike, listen. You're just hating that I'ma have hella food in my cell, unlike yours, a sad black plate with steamed vegetables.
First of all, I'm going out healthy. You just fuck you
how you doing
damn thing.
Huh?
You know I'm gonna make it out your cell.
So I'm already dead by the time I get to the fucking chair. Fuck it. Shit. Pain-free life.
She gonna have crumbs on her chin.
Okay, why you gotta do fat jokes? Guys, you know.
That wasn't even a shot like that.
See? That's a fucking fat joke. You know,
out of all the jokes you just did,
where all my big ladies at? This is fat girl, summer girl, and we not gonna let little guys like this ruin our summer. Yo, and this man says he ain't got no type. He got a type.
Oh, okay. So you know, how's the weather treating you out there?
I ain't got no type.
Pretty decent.
This is the only thing that actually bad bitch is a type. I'm just gonna say that. We is not gonna talk about weather. We're not.
Those the boy said it first.
Who?
Big Draco.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen,
watch me crank that. Watch me roll. Superman.
Okay, let's not get copyrighted.
Rick and Morty. Okay.
Okay. Hey, let's do that dance. Ricky Morty?
I don't know.
Ricky Morty? And just say you have two left feet.
She said, just say you have two left feet. You will not disrespect me no more on this show, ma'am.
Hey, did you hear about that? The guys that don't know how to dance look at sex.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They said that guys that don't know how to dance don't perform well.
Damn. I didn't know that was a real thing. I just thought that was just a saying or some shit. Damn. Is that true or what?
Now you know. I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, all my men knew how to dance. So we're gonna stop there.
Okay. All right.
So anyways, stop making it weird. So yeah, guys, so this is basically just a little intro, a little feel.
Have you ever caught a cramp while you was like fucking?
Huh?
Have you ever caught a cramp like mid stroke of fucking?
I don't fuck. They do me.
Well, you don't get a cramp while getting your back blown out, like it doesn't cause.
Not really, because I'm just throwing it back.
Okay. That's the worst shit ever. Like catching a cramp. Oh shit. But sometimes you gotta see it through, my boy, and just, you know, just go.
Oh my god, you just wanted to say that shit in there.
No, dead ass, like, oh, perfect position. Doggy, and like you got your leg up, right? And then
okay, you know, so some of my cousins are probably gonna listen to this, Mike. Let's keep it not so detailed.
But they're gonna hear it eventually when they get older.
Oh my god. But yo, guys, guys. Mark is going to be a strict-ass dad. Let's just go ahead and put that. I'm just saying that. I'm really not. You're going to be a strict dad.
No, I'm not.
Are you going to be open to your kids about sex?
It depends at a certain age, to be honest with you.
What's a certain age for you? Because, you know, kids nowadays are
like... They're going to know. Yeah, they're going to know earlier. And they're going to see it. Like, regardless, as much as you don't want them to see it, they're going to see it. You feel me? They're going to see it at school or their friend outside. Like, hey, look, it's a cooch. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless.
We don't say cooch. We say coochie meow meow.
They're going to see it. Like I was saying, like, there's no stopping that. You feel me? So I would say it's going to sound as fucked up as it's going to sound. And I'm probably going to get some backlash for it. But I'll probably tell my son at like 12 about sex. And I'll probably tell my daughter at like 14. I feel like it'll be harder. Damn.
What the fuck, Mike?
I know, but like, I'm all right. Should I do it? You feel me? Because I know for sure I want to talk to my daughter about sex. You know the whole daughter.
Don't do it. Let the mom do it. It's just awkward.
But like, that's why I don't want it to be awkward though. You feel me? But I'm not an awkward motherfucker, so I'm going to make it unawkward. But
that's true, guys. He is definitely not awkward. And he's always in awkward situations, so maybe that's
I'm in awkward situations, but shit, I'm not the awkward one. The situation is the motherfuckers around me that's acting weird.
Honestly, I feel like I'm gonna be a pretty chill mom. I'm not gonna be super strict because I definitely grew in a strict household, and it just pushed me to do not the worst, but it just like I kind of did things just like not on purpose, but the little freedom that I got, I took that 0 to 100, you know. So
did you feel like, well, I'm gonna ask you. So was your parents strict on you?
Yes.
So did you feel like, okay, they're strict on me, so I just want to do the complete opposite? They tell me to be inside at like 10, I'm gonna be out to like 12.
It's not that I tried to; it would just happen, you know. And it's hard to explain to them, like, especially because you're the first. Like, I'm the first generation here, so it's like it's not. They come from like the whole farm life, and like they always there as a family, and you know. It's hard to explain to them, like, hey, mom, it's not cool to do certain things. But over the years, I'm thankful that they were like that because I'm already, like, a handful. So I would understand why my mom would feel a certain type of way. But I wish she was just a little bit more open with me. And I wouldn't have done certain things. And I wish she gave me the sex talk and all that beforehand.
I never even got to talk.
What?
Dead ass. I never forgot to talk.
Wait, I didn't even get the sex talk at school, though. I was busy playing softball. So did you get the sex talk?
Hell no. I didn't get that shit at the school I went to. They said they was going to show us the video and shit, right? And then our teacher that was supposed to be there, this mother never showed up. And so we had a sub for the rest of the year. We ain't never.
Wow. So you didn't see it. Wait, so how did you find out?
But look, this at the time, they would look. The time they were trying to show us this, we was already doing shit. So we
knew what it was. Excuse me? First, I was late to the game.
Wait, hold on. So the only time I got this, like, the video that we were supposed to watch, that everybody watched, we got that shit, like, our sophomore year in high school. No, our freshman year in high school. We didn't even get it eighth grade, you feel me? So it was low-key already too late around that time, to be completely real with you.
Eighth grade was too late for you?
No, ninth grade was, well,
yeah. Ninth grade was too late. I don't know, man. Like, sex just opens you, like, a different world. I don't know how y'all could do it so young. Like, you know, I saved myself, but, you know.
Wait,
like,
hold on. What type of podcast is this? Because we already talked about a lot of shit before. You told me not to say whatever, so. I think I'm just going to continue saying whatever. I feel more comfortable if that's fine with you.
Yeah. I mean, okay, it's like cool. An open book. Like, we literally have no structure to this yet.
All right, cool. So, anywho, you know, at first, I wasn't fucking or nothing. I wasn't getting my dick sucked. Oh, okay. What?
Guys, I give him an inch and he takes a mile.
What? I'm being real. Like, okay, we're being real on this shit, right? All right, let's do that. So look, yeah, I wasn't getting my dick sucked or none of that in the beginning. I was literally just fingering, like, I was a young buck, so I'm like, all right, well, let me test this out. So I was just fingering shit. As I got older, I got head first.
Oh my then God, Mike, we don't have to go into detail, my man.
What? This is facts. Like, that's usually how it goes anyways. It's orders to this shit sometimes.
Mm. Levels. Okay. Ladies, take notes. This is what you guys are going to get into if you guys go out with him. Continue.
But, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, you literally just... guys, I'm so sorry about this. We definitely have to, like, practice and, like, know what we're going to say because clearly we're saying a little too much here.
It's real though. It's real shit though.
Like, no. I definitely understand that, but we don't gotta know like exactly what you did. Keep in mind, nobody really cares like that. Like, Mark fingered her. Like, okay.
I'm sorry, man. I'm very vocal, very blunt when I'm telling stories. So you know, if I come out a little too raw for y'all, I apologize. But you know, that's just me.
That's because he's black.
You see this bullshit? Like the.
Oh, guys. So
you was on black.com. I mean,
what?
Huh?
Anyways, guys, so let's go back to the whole parents being strict. So, yeah, I feel like I'm not going to be a strict parent. I'm definitely going to be an open mom. Not open like that, but like.
An open mom?
Not even mom, right? Yes. Thank you for acting like your age, Mike.
Thank you.
I feel like, yeah, I want my baby girl to come up to me and be like, look, mom, this is the situation I am. I'm a player just like you. I got three in a row. What to do? And I was like, three in a row. But I just want her to see me as like a best friend, but at the same time, like, okay, there's certain things I'm not going to tell mom, you know? So I want her and me to have that, how would I say that bond that like, it's kind of like me and my older sister. We have that, like I could go to her no matter what. And I want that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have that with my mom, but you know, I will never talk to her about guys. So yeah. Hmm. Yep.
I feel it. You know, I don't know. I wish I had to talk. Cause like high key, I had to figure it out. You feel me? So you know.
Yeah, after you got gonorrhea, after you got everything in the alphabet, right?
First of all, you gotta be fucked up on so many levels.
I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding.
Anyway, y'all see how she just interrupting shit? This is why I need y'all. Like y'all hear this shit, right?
Shut the hell up. When you get your boys on here, trust me, they're gonna beat my ass up.
Yeah. Anywho, like I would say, you know what I'm saying? I wish I would have had it because, you know, I had to find other resources. Like I saw porn before I, like, actually saw a sex ed talk or video, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it probably would have been different, but, you know, it is what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah, apparently you would watch porn in the Bay TV. So.
Okay, everybody has.
Never. Oh, I have never watched it.
Our generation. On HBO?
Never.
That's bullshit. Everybody has.
Mark, I crossed my
heart. Back in the day, everybody has. Come on now.
No, what do you mean? First of all.
So you're telling me when your parents did, like, I don't know, a Walmart run, you just never just wanted to flip your bean to some HBO?
I do Walmart. This house do Target.
Oh, my God. Well, when your parents went to Target, you never flipped your bean to HBO?
First of all, do not speak about my bean. Second of all,
you never flipped the switch.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen. So as you guys can tell, we definitely need to
you never play In-N-Out
podcast more. And yeah, so maybe next podcast we'll talk about, like, you know, what's going on in the world, and you know, what's our best and worst job we've had, and you know, things like that. But keep in mind, we're pretty, how would I say, we're pretty open mind about everything. So if you guys have any like suggestions, questions, anything like that, please give us a DM or anything like that. Anything you want to say, Mark?
Nah, you know, we appreciate y'all from checking in on us. Hopefully y'all come back. You know, join the fam.
Oh, they don't know, actually.
Well, they're going to know. That's why they're here. Damn it.
Guys, please follow me on Instagram.
Don't do that. Don't follow her. Don't
waste your time. Guys, follow me on Instagram. OVO-LC16. Don't follow my Twitter. Don't do that.
Her OF should be in a link.
In a bio. Anyway, guys, so that's my end. I'm gonna go ahead and switch it off to Markeisha. Finish it off, Mark.
First of all, later, you know what I'm saying, you follow me, the real M Hill IG. You know, you can follow my TikTok if you like to fucking laugh at Hill Gang 96. Come join the fam. But yeah, you know, it was cool. I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? Come back, learn more about me and Lara, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna have a good time.
All right, guys. Well, we see you guys next time, okay? Bye.
Peace.